Okay, good morning, everybody. Welcome back to our Shabbos Kodesh class learning, Erev Shabbos, Shabbos Kodesh class learning. It is also a Rosh Chodesh Av, of course. So it's Rosh Chodesh Av, not the most joyous month on the Jewish calendar year. Halavai, Rosh Chodesh Av, we should be zochet to see that it should become a Menachem Av immediately in our days and our time for our people and our land. And all of Knesset Yisrael Be'ezras Hashem. So what a more beautiful way to welcome in the new Chodesh, the Chodesh of Churban, the Chodesh of disconnect from the Ribono Shel Olam with Torah learning. So let us begin our Torah learning. So I just find that I say this often, that Hashem really prepares my shir. I'm like, I can't believe the Hashkacha that sometimes I find when I sit down to prepare. This shir was prepared yesterday. So when I sat down to prepare, I was just astonished by where we're up to in the Sefer. So in the Sefer that we're learning is called Nefesh Shimshon Shabbos Kodesh, making the most of Shabbos. This is where we're up to. Quote, listen where we're up to. Listen, the Hashkacha. I sat down to prepare. So I'm like, I cannot believe this. I'm on page 54. We're up to section 3. It's called Finding the Beis HaMikdash in your Shabbos. Now, this is the first day of Av, and we are trying to find the Beis HaMikdash, not only in our Shabbos, but in our lives. And I just thought it was incredible. Oh, I just want to share one thing I read a couple of weeks ago that's relevant to this class as we move from Tammuz into Av. I read that Tammuz is an, I think it was in an article, Dvar Torah Mishpacha, I think. Tammuz is an acronym for, ready, Tammuz, Tav Mem Vav Zayin stands for Tam Vav Zayin. So what does that mean? Tam Vav Zayin. Tam is pure or perfect, like Tmimus, Tarsh Hashem Tmima. Tam Vav Zayin stands for make Vav and Zayin Tmimus, pure. What's Vav and Zayin? Yom Shishi and Yom HaShabbos. That it relates so beautifully to our learning of the past two classes. How so? If we could remember, we learned that if we perfect Shabbos, one Shabbos, two Shabbosos, Lamaisa, if we perfect Shabbos, then Mashiach will come, the Geula will come. That's what we spent the last two classes speaking about, based on the Medrash and then based on the Gemara. If we perfect Shabbos, Mashiach will come. So that's indicated in Tammuz. Tammuz is the month when we mourn for Churban Beis HaMikdash. Indicative of the name is an allusion to Shabbos. Tam Vav Zayin. When we perfect Tam, Tmimus, when we make Vav and Zayin pure, when we make Yom Shishi and Yom Shvi'i, Erev Shabbos and Shabbos Kodesh pure, then the Mashiach will come. So I thought it was so beautiful, and it relates exactly to our learning of last time. When we learn how to make Shabbos pure and perfect, Tam Vav Zayin, when we perfect and purify Yom Shishi and Yom Shvi'i, Erev Shabbos and Shabbos Kodesh, then the Geula will come, and then Tammuz will turn from a month of Churban into a month of Binyan and Geula, Halavai. So I thought that was so beautiful, I wanted to share that with you. So I just think the Hashkach is incredible, because here I was yesterday, I sit down to prepare this year, and the subheading is Finding the Beis HaMikdash in Your Shabbos. So let's talk about this, and you're going to see how relevant exactly where we're up to in the Sefer is linked to in Yanei Diyoma. When we examine the details of Shabbos and the Beis HaMikdash, says Rav Shimshon Pinkas, we see amazing similarities. Okay, so there's amazing similarities between the details of Shabbos and the details of the Beis HaMikdash. And it also reminds us that even though the Beis HaMikdash, Rachmana Litzlan, lies in ruin, Har Tzion Sheshamim, says Megillas Eicha, Shu Alam Hilchubo, even though the Beis HaMikdash lies in ruin, we cannot access aspects of the Beis HaMikdash through our Shmir Shabbos. Since Shabbos is parallel, so many parallels to the Makom HaMikdash, every time we properly observe Shabbos, we can access the Makom HaMikdash, so to speak. We find that all the beauty and all the expressions of Kedusha that were in the Beis HaMikdash can be found in Shabbos Kodesh too. The most beautiful aspect of the Beis HaMikdash, says Rav Shimshon Pinkas, was that it atoned for sin. When you think about the Avodah Karbanos, okay, a Karban is from the root word Karav, to come close to God, and the Karbanos were Kapara, atonement, for the sins of Klal Yisrael. Says Rav Shimshon Pinkas, the most beautiful aspect of the Beis HaMikdash was that it was Kaparas Avonos, atonement for sin. It cleansed and cleansed and purified us. Excuse me. And he quotes Medrash B'Midmar Rabbah, said Rabbi Yehuda, the son of Rabbi Shimon, there was never a person in Yerushalayim with sin. Could you imagine never having any sin? Why did I say it? Why did I eat it? Why did I do that? Why did I think it? Why did I miss a mincha? Chas v'sham. Think about that. It's being never without sin, never with sin. There was never a person in Yerushalayim with sin, says Medrash B'Midmar Rabbah. How so? Because the tamid of the morning, the korban tamid of the morning, would atone for the sins of the previous night. And the tamid of the evening, we just read about the carbon time and the precious Pinchas. last week. So the carbon tamid of the morning, the continual offering of the morning, this also relates, by the way, to this time period of year, because one of the five calamities of Shiva Sarba Tamas, as per the Mishnah in Tainis, Perakdal Mishnah Vav, is that Batal HaTamid, there were no more sheep left for bringing the carbon tamid. So the carbon tamid of the morning, which opened up the whole day's avoda, atoned for the sins of the previous night, and the tamid of the evening, there was a kevis echot taseba boker, a kevis hasheni taseb ben harbaim, but atoned for sins committed during the day. Thus, in any case, a person would not go to sleep in Yerushalayim with sin, because there was continuous carbon tamid, continual offering, that always atoned for the sins. As is written, the Medrash concludes with a pasuk from Yeshaya, righteousness, tzaddik, shall sleep in it. A person in Yerushalayim never went to sleep with sin. This, says Rav Pinkas, was the most beautiful aspect of the Meis HaMikdash, Kaparos Avonos. When we sing Dayenu in the Pesach Haggadah, says Rav Pinkas, we recount a series of great gifts that Hashem gave us. He took us out of Egypt, Hotzianu Mitzrayim. He gave us the Shabbos, Nasan L'Oresa Shabbos. Nasan L'Oresa Torah, He gave us the Torah. And the climax of all, what is the pinnacle of all? Ubana Lanu Es Beis HaBechira. And you go through Dayenu, the 15 Kamal Milos Tovos, the Makom Aleinu, everything that we give thanks for, the final and most climactic and most grand of all the thanks is Ubanu Lanu Es Beis HaBechira. He built for us the chosen, Beis HaBechira literally means the chosen house. That, says Rav Shimshon Pinkas, quote, is the goal of everything, to be completely free of sin through the Beis HaMikdash. You don't think it's unbelievable that I sat down yesterday to prepare on this exam? I'm not making it up. I mark every time where we finish class. Just, that's a lesson in Ashkacha. Forget, I didn't, don't forget. Put aside for 1 minute everything else, all the Devei Torah we're going to share, we're going to go now to the Mishnah Pirkei Avos, I'm going to bring you Rabbeinu Yonah, we already learned about Tam Vav Zayin, but just the fact that this is where I'm up to in the Sefer, that we're talking about how we need to be back in the Beis HaMikdash, how it's purification from sin, how the quoting the Medrash Rabbah, but nobody would ever go to sleep there, and the paragraph, the Dayenu, the pinnacle of all is Balanu Es Beis HaBechira, because that's the goal of everything, and today is Rosh Chodesh Av. It's unbelievable. I say that Hashem prepares the shirim. I don't know. I couldn't coordinate that or orchestrate this better. It's just such a lesson in Hashkachas Hashem. You know, the other night, Rabbi Shai Schechter was here, and my husband and I were speaking with him, and I had a source in a book that relates exactly to something. My husband went to a shir earlier that evening. My husband told me what the shir is about. So when they came over, I said, Rabbi Schechter, I just want to show you something in this book, Out of the Depths, by Rabbi Shai Meir Lau. There's a story here that Rabbi Lau tells over that relates exactly to your shir. So I went to get the book, and I opened it up, and I literally was exactly where I needed to be. So sometimes when you just see in the small things, I said, So my husband, Rabbi Schechter, looked at me, said, I'm a woman. A woman's a little more dramatic. I said, this is exactly where I need to be. The first thing I open up to is exactly what I want to show you in the whole entire book. Just seeing Hashgacha Hashem, it's just unbelievable that this is where we're up to with Pinkas the Sefer. I mean, we all need to appreciate these little, I'm putting it in quotes, signs, these kisses from the Ribbono Shel Olam. I'm here, I'm guiding you. So our Chabur is exactly where we're supposed to be. So I want to go now. So what Pinkas is telling us is when we sing Dayenu and Pesach, the highest level is Ubal Lanu Es Beis HaBechira, because, quote, that is the goal of everything, says Rav Shimshon Pinkas. Through the Beis HaMikdash, we are completely free of sin. So it should give us an indication of what we are missing. We are missing the Beis HaMikdash. That means we are... Don't take this wrong way. I'm talking about myself. We are never without sin. There's no absolute cleansing. If there was absolute cleansing and we were without sin, we would not be in this galus anymore. So this is the ultimate goal. So it reminded me when I was preparing of Rabbeinu Yonah on Pirkei Avos, which I prepared a handout for you. Where is it? Here we go. Okay, can you see Asti? You're pretty much, I think, the only person I can see. Yeah? Okay, very good. So here we go. So the Mishnah tells us in Pirkei Avos, this is right in the beginning of Pirkei Avos, Shimon HaTzadik Haya Mishar Knesset HaGadola. Shimon HaTzadik was the last remaining of the Anshei Knesset HaGadola. Hu Haya Omer, he used to say, very famous Mishnah, Al Shlosh Advarim HaOlam HaMeid, Al HaTorah V'Al HaAvodah V'Al Gmilas Chosanim. The world stands upon three things, says Shimon HaTzadik. What is it upheld on? What's the tripod that upholds the earth? The Torah. Okay, Torah learning. Avoda. What's Avoda? We're going to talk about that as it relates to Rav Shimshon Pinkas' teachings. Agmilas Chasadim Baruch Hashem. We know what that is. And Bar Tanura says, Ha'olam Omeid, Lo Nivra Ha'olam El Bishvil Shlosh Advarim Halalu. Bar Tanura Mamish says that the world was created only for these three things. You want to know why the world was created? God created the world for the purpose of Torah. God created the world for the purpose of avodah, and God created the world for the purpose of gemilas chasadim. So let us look at Rabbeinu Yonah on the Mishnah. It's so beautiful. It relates exactly to this idea that the goal of everything, says Rav Shiv, quote, he built for us the temple to atone for all our sins. Balanu es beis habechira lechaper al kol avanaseinu. Quote, says Rav Pinkas, that is the goal of everything. The most beautiful aspect of the Beis HaMikdash was atonement for sin. So let's hear what Rabbeinu Yonah has to say. Va'al ha'avodah. What does it mean when the Mishnah tells us God created the world for avodah? So Torah, we notice, it's Torah learning and Torah living. Gemilas chasadim. We are from Yerin. We all know what gemilas chasadim is. Sometimes we're on the receiving end, and sometimes we're on the giving end. Rabbeinu Yonah teaches us, we should always be givers, but someone needs to be a receiver, because if you never receive, if you're too haughty to receive, then there's anivus to accept. Someone actually was on the Zoom, told me, emailed me with a personal story. She said it really helped her, because she does a chesed for somebody, a small chesed, it's not really out of her way, and the person wants to show a karas hatov, and the person wants to show us a karas hatov, really doesn't have money, she really can't afford it, but it's important for her, it gives her dignity to show that she's doing something back. And this person said, because you taught that your brother, Rabbi Dov Fried, said sometimes it's a mitzvah to take, she takes it with grace, even though she doesn't want it and need it. So sometimes the chesed is to be a taker. It's not a chesed to always say, I don't want to take. You should just know that. If you're a person who feels too much, I never want to take, it's not the correct thing. If someone wants to give you, when you take, you're upholding the world because you allow them to give. Just an important machshava. It's really changed my life since my brother taught it to me. And I know that there's someone here who personally shared with me that it impacted a decision that she made to take with grace. Even if you don't need it, you allow them the mitzvah of giving. You're holding up the world with gemilas chesed. If nobody ever wants to take, and no one could ever give, and then the world will crash. I'll go back to Tohu Vavohu. Va'al ha'avoda. Okay? Ki HaKadosh Baruch Hu, listen carefully. Ki HaKadosh Baruch Hu bachar b'Yisrael mikol ha'umos. This Rabbeinu Yonah is so powerful because it's Rosh Chodesh Av and we're mourning for Churban Beis HaMikdash. Look what we're missing. Ki HaKadosh Baruch Hu bachar b'Yisrael mikol ha'umos. The Ribbono Shel Olam chose Knesset Yisrael from all of the nations. Ve'aretz Yisrael mikol ha'artzos. And he chose Eretz Yisrael from all other lands. I don't know if anyone on the Zoom is right now zochah to be in Eretz Yisrael. I have no idea. But if you are, you're in the most chosen land of all the lands. Okay? So, Ki bachar HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'Yisrael mikol umos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose Yisrael from all of the nations. Ve'aretz Yisrael mikol ha'artos. And he chose Eretz Yisrael from all the lands. U'bachar Yerushalayim mikol Eretz Yisrael. And even in Eretz Yisrael, there's a chosen place. So in the world, there's a chosen place called Eretz Yisrael. In Eretz Yisrael, there's a chosen place. U'bachar Yerushalayim mikol Eretz Yisrael. God chose Yerushalayim from all the rest of Eretz Yisrael. U'bachar miYerushalayim tzion. And in Yerushalayim, there's a chosen place. So think of like circles that are getting smaller and smaller and smaller. You know, like stacking rings. The outer ones are wider and you go smaller, smaller, smaller. So outer is the whole world. The next one is Eretz Yisrael. The next one is Yerushalayim. The next one is tzion. Kemoshe Ne'emar, what's tzion? Har habayis. U'bachar miYerushalayim tzion. And in all of Yerushalayim, he chose tzion. Kemoshe Ne'emar, like the pasuk says in Tehillim, ki bachar Hashem b'tzion iva l'moshev, though. God chose tzion. He chose it he desired it as a dwelling place for him. So where does God dwell? Kaviyachal, right now Shechinta b'galusa. Not only are we in Galus, but the Shechin is also in Galus. We're all in Galus, and God's together in Galus with us. Rachmanu litzlan. Ki bachar Hashem b'tzion iva l'moshev, though. But God really chose tzion. He desired it as a dwelling place for him. U'bachar mikol b'beis habechira b'shvil ha'avoda. This is mamash where I'm up to in Rav Shimshon Pinkas. This is mind-boggling, okay? How did I open up exactly to the story I want to show Rav Shai Shachter in the hall out of the depths? And I showed it to him. He says, oh, that's exactly what Mashur is about. I said, I know. He said, could you scan it and send it to me? But it's the first thing I opened up to in the hall out of the depths. It's a long book. It's a few hundred pages. This is where we're up to in the Sefer. I didn't make this up. I didn't skip ahead. Come see my Sefer, where I'm up to. When I tell them in the Nautilus, the average age is like 90 and up. When I tell them in the Nautilus, you could go look it up. They say, we believe you. We believe you. I'm saying it for emphasis because how could I make this up? This is where I'm up to. U'bachar mikol b'beis habechira b'shvil ha'avoda. So it turns out that the whole world was created for the purpose of the avoda, for the purpose of the Beis HaMikdash. So think of your stacking rings, the child's stacking rings in the bathtub that the little kid plays with. The outer one represents the whole world. Lahavdeh, I'm sorry. The next one represents Yerushalayim. The next one represents Tzion. The next one represents, in Tzion, Beis HaBechira. And the next one is the Avoda. The whole world was created for the Avoda. And what is the purpose of the Avoda? Says Rav Shimshon Pinkas, Kaparas Avonos. So without the Avoda, for which the whole world was created, which gives us Kaparas Avonos, we're sinful, not sin free. I mean, we're sinful, we're in galus. And God chose the Beis HaBechira, the Beis HaMikdash, for the purpose of avodah, shakasuv bo ratzon, because it says about the Karbanos, it is a ratzon before Hashem, it is l'ratzon, it is for an appeasement, it is desirable before God. As the Pasuk says, l'ratzonu lifnei Hashem, offer the Karbanos is an appeasement before God. Az b'chata'enu charav mikdash, u'batal ha'avodah, it's Rosh Chodesh Av, it's the beginning of the 90s. Because of our sins, the temple has been destroyed and the service has been nullified. There is no more avoda. There is no more. He built for us the temple to atone for our sins. There is no more. That is the goal of everything, says Rav Pinchas. But because of our sins, the temple has been destroyed. Uvat laha avoda. There's no more avoda. So many of you know, today, tefillah takes the place of korbanos. So here you see, okay? If you ever want to give someone a source for that, how do you know what the source is? Look up, tell them, Rabbeinu Yonah, to Pirkei Avos, Perek Av, Mishnah Beis. You'll see it right here. V'hatfilah eveinu achshav bimkoma. Ah, befeirush, he says. So Torah avodah k'nis chasadim. The whole world is really created for the purpose of avodah, the Beis HaMikdash, the korbanos. You're seeing it with your hearing and seeing it on the screen. I'm not making it up. However, today we don't have that anymore. So how are we still existing? How are we still here? If that was the purpose of the whole world, so then we should have, Klal Yisrael should have ceased to exist when the temple was destroyed in 70 Common Era by the Romans. Why are we still here? Because God gave us Kaviyach a substitute. Today we do not have a Vodas Karbanos. What do we have? Tefillah, Moshe Amr Chazal, like the Chazal tell us. Oh, I dropped some water on my computer when I took a drink. I didn't realize. 1 minute, please. Okay. Sorry. So tefillah is called avoda, and korbanos are called avoda. So today, tefillah takes the place of korbanos. Not that we daven in ritzei for the service to be restored. In the meantime, while we don't have the Beis HaMikdash, so we have tefillah, Baruch Hashem, we have a substitute, so Knesset Yisrael could still exist. Because if these three pillars hold up the world, it means if you don't have one of them, we're going to cease to exist. If you don't have people learning Torah all the time, somewhere around the world, someone's always learning Torah, the world won't be about. If you don't have this chesed, which involves giving and taking, so the world will cease to exist. And if you don't have a voter, the world will cease to exist. So we don't have korbanos. For almost 2,000 years, we don't have korbanos, but we have tefillah. And that's like David HaMelech says in Tehillim, Hashem sefasai tiftach, ufi agita sach, Hashem, open my lips. This is, by the way, how you start Shemana Esrei every single day. David HaMelech says, Hashem sefasai tiftach, ufi agita sach, Hashem, David HaMelech, amru the pasuk zeh, achatas bat sheva. David HaMelech composed kapitol nun alt, bevo eilav nasan hanavi, kasher ba'al bat sheva. When he was rebuked by nasan hanavi for the sin of bat sheva, he composed this kapitol. So, right here on my footnote, which I don't want to get into because I don't have time, explains the sin of David and Bathsheba. But the Maisa, David, Bathsheba's husband Uriah, was sent into war. And David HaMelech told the commander that it's more complex than this. And if anyone wants a footnote, no, I shouldn't say that. Anyone's going to email me. I don't have time. Okay. Being a prophet, David knew that his heir and successor would be a son born to him in Bathsheba, a woman of renown, famous for her excellence of character and unsurpassed beauty. But she was married to Uriah. It was customary in those days, this is very interesting, for married men before going to war to obtain a divorce from their wives so that in the event of being missing in battle, their wives would not be agunot and they could marry again. Uriah acted accordingly. He gave a divorce to his wife, Bathsheba. David wished to marry Bathsheba at once. He summoned Uriah to him. In the course of the discussion, Uriah insulted the king. David could have had Uriah tried for treason for insulting the king. However, David permitted Uriah to return to battle, but instructed the commander Eov that the other soldiers should not save Uriah in the event of danger. Uriah was sent to the front and he was killed. David married Bathsheba, but Hashem is not happy with him. Kasher Baal Bathsheba, the first child, ultimately dies from that union and he is rebuked. Okay, so Hashem Sefasai Tiftach, when David HaMelech composed that tim with Fi Agita Asacha, David HaMelech said this kapitel in regard to the sin of Bathsheba. Shehaya B'mezid. The sin of Bathsheba was intentional. It wasn't b'shogik. It was on purpose. The ein mivin, it was intent. The ein mivin karban al hazadonis. David Melech was saying, I can't bring a karban to atone for my sin because it's bizarre done. It's b'mezid. So what should I do? I can't bring a karban for this sin. Okay, but Alza Amar, and the pasuk Tehillim says there, Kilo Sachpot Zavach Vaitena Ololer Sirsa. Hashem, you don't want my Zavach right now. You don't want my Ola. So what should I do to have atonement? How am I going to have Kapara? Pinchas says the whole purpose of the basic mixture is to bring us Kapara. But David HaMelech is saying, I can't bring you a carbon. I can't bring a carbon for a sin that was done b'mezid. How am I going to have Kapara? I can't bring a carbon for atonement. So if I could, I would bring it, but I can't. But since I can't bring you a carbon to atone for my sins, Hashem, please open my lips, let my mouth speak your praise. This is a beautiful idea when you start davening your Shemona Esrei. Every single Shemona Esrei we say this, whether it's Shabbos, Yom Tov, Yom Kippur, the Mo'adim, whatever it is. What do you really say? Hashem Sivasai Tiftach Vigita Sechar. Ben Yonah is saying, you're saying, Hashem, I wish I could be bringing a carbon. That's the pinnacle of all, says Rav Shimshon Pinchas. Ubalanu Espesa Bechiri Lechaper, Kalban Asenu. When you say Hashem Sivasai Tiftach, what was David HaMelech's intention? I wish I could bring a carbon. But since I can't bring a carbon to you at this moment, all I could bring you is my tefillah. That's what we say when we daven. That's the opening phrase of our tefillah. It's from Kapitel Nanav of Tehillim. It's echoing the sentiments of King David. I wish there was a Beis HaMikdash, Sheilat Hashem. I wish we weren't in Galus. I wish we could have the Karbanos for Kapara. But since we don't, open my lips and my mouth shall speak your praise. Usikabel HaTfilah B'makam Karban. And please, Hashem, accept this tefillah in place of the Karban. Usichapra Li Al Chatasi. And please, God, grant me atonement for my sins, which is, says Rav Pinchas, the whole purpose of the temple. Gam Anachnu. Says Rabbeinu Yonah, she'ein lenu karban she'ichapar lenu, b'chata'einu charav mikdash. Because of our fault that the temple's not here. And also us, we don't have a karban. We don't have karbanos to atone for our sins. Lo zedonos v'lo shagagos. We don't have a karban to atone for the intentional sins. We don't have a karban to atone for the inadvertent sins. So what do we say? Hashem sefasai tiftach. Please, God, open our lips. Usekabel tfilaseinu b'makom har karbanos. All we can offer you today, Hashem, is the avoda shebelev, the avoda top harabais for which the whole world was created. As Rabbeinu Yonah says, God chose Yisrael from all the nations. He chose Eretz Yisrael from all the lands. He chose Yerushalayim from all of Eretz Yisrael. He chose Tzion from all of Yerushalayim. And he chose the Beis HaBechira for the purpose of the avoda. Hinei lecha ki mipnei ha'avoda nivra kol ha'olam kulo. Behold, you have it that because of the avoda karbanos, which is the chaper kol v'nasenu, the entire world was created. Today we don't have it. We have tefillah instead, and we ask God to accept our tefillah b'makom ha'avoda. Unbelievable. So now let us go back to the Rav Shimshon Pinchas, okay? So Rav Pinchas says, when I'm reviewing what we were saying at the beginning of the class, not my added insights, don't forget Tammuz, Tam Vav Zayin. When we examine the details of Shabbos and the Beis HaMikdash, we see amazing similarities. We find that all the beauty and all the expression of the Kedusha in the Beis HaMikdash can be found in Shabbos. What is the most beautiful aspect of the Beis HaMikdash, says Rav Pinchas? Atonement for sin. It cleansed and it purified us. So like we said, we can access some of the Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash every time we complete, like purify Shabbos, Tam Vav Zayin. When you bring Tmimus to Yom Shishi and Yom Shvi'i, so you're accessing in some sense some part of the Beis HaMikdash in your home and in your lives. As the Medrash says, no one in Yerushalayim ever went to sleep with sin because of Karban Tamid Bebokra and the Karban Tamid Bein Harbayim. When we sing Dayenu, we say the climax is Banalanu is Beis HaBechira Lechaper Al Kol V'Naseinu. That is the goal of everything, says Rav Pinchas. The temple that atones for all our sins. To be completely free of sin, which can only come through the Karbanos on the Beis HaMikdash. So now, so this idea of Shabbos related to Churban. Before I go on in Rav Pinchas, I was listening to a shir earlier in the week by Rabbi Zablev, and he said something very, very interesting. In the times of Chazal, they said that if they had to declare a fast day, listen to this, they would never declare a fast day on Sunday. Why not? Because the shock of, the Rabbanim said, the shock of going from Shabbos, where you're so involved in eating and drinking and the Kedusha, and then the shock of going from Shabbos to Atainis on Sunday would be Sekanis Nefashos. So Chazal said, if we ever had to decree a fast on Sunday, we would not do it. There can never be a fast on Sunday. Rabbi Zavlev says, there's a big problem with this. What's the problem? He said, in a few days, we're going to celebrate Shabbos, and we're going to go from Shabbos to a very long Tainus on Sunday. So how could it be Sukkahs the Fashas? And Rabbi Zevlev quote, and I don't know anyone who ever died from this, from celebrating Shabbos, and then from going to a long fast day. It's not the first time, you just had a few years ago, and Tisha B'Av comes out on Sunday. It's a nidcha. But Sukkahs the Fashas, Rabbi Zevlev said, then Chazal would not say it's a nidcha, and you should fast on Sunday. They would say, make it on a Tuesday, make it on Wednesday. Nobody has a chiyuv to die to commemorate the fast day. So how could we have it on Sunday? It's a steer to the fact that Chazal say it's a kanes nefashos to have a fast day on a Sunday. So Rabbi Zevlev said something very powerful. And it's exactly to this class. He said there's a difference between Shabbos when the Beis HaMikdash stood and Shabbos in the aftermath of Chorban. And Chazal say you can have a fast day on Sunday because the contrast of Kedusha Shabbos with the fast day is mamash kanes nefashos. They were talking about Shabbos before the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. The Shechina was so palpable in those days, in that time. Shabbos was a different experience. Shabbos was so halig, so intense, that to go from the intensity of that Shabbos into a fast day on Sunday, it's pikuach nefesh. So we can never have a fast day on Sunday. Now the fast days we daf kev on Sunday are to commemorate Churban Beis HaMikdash. Shabbos, without the Beis HaMikdash, said Rabbi Zevlev, cannot be compared to Shabbos with the Beis HaMikdash. So today, it's not Sukkahs Nefashos. Today, we can, obviously, and we do, go from a Shabbos into a Tainis, because the intensity of Shabbos is lost to us in the aftermath of Chorban. So Sukkahs Nefashos to fast on Sunday after Shabbos, pre-Beis HaMikdash. Not Sukkahs Nefashos to fast Sunday after Shabbos, post-Chorban. So we don't even understand what that means. It would be Sukkahs Nefashos. You think, oh, it's better. You spent the whole day eating. You had Shalosh Su. They're so perfect. Now I could fast. I have all the energy. But really, the Maisa, Shabbos, when the Beis HaMikdash stood, was on a whole different level of intensity, a whole different degree. When it stood, Shabbos was so powerful, it was so impactful, it was so life-altering, you could not go to the shock of a tinnitus. And when I was listening to this, of course, I thought of this class, because of course we have to make Shabbos as beautiful as we can, Tam Vav Zayin. We have to make it as tmimistic as we can. We have to access the Kedusha as much as we can, about how apropos to consider specifically this class on Av, Rosh Chodesh Av. When we contemplate the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, we should realize, even by Shabbos, there's just something missing. Rabbi Zevlev said when the Beis HaMikdash stood, everything was different. All of existence was different. That's what Pinchas is saying. That's exactly the page we're up to in the Sefer. The climax of everything is Valanu, is Beis HaBechira. So we don't even appreciate fully what we are missing from the Beis HaMikdash stood and when it doesn't stand, and how it affects even something as, I'll use the word simple, even something as important to our lives as Shabbos is not the same when the Beis HaMikdash stood, and when the Beis HaMikdash Rachman al-Islam does not stand, it affects every aspect of our lives. And since Shabbos loses some of it, Rachman al-Islam, I don't want to say it loses its Kedusha, it loses some of its intensity when the Beis HaMikdash no longer stands. Therefore, it's not a problem of Sukkahs Nefashos to fast on a Sunday. So even the fact that we're going to be fasting on Sunday reminds us of how Shabbos is diminished in the aftermath of the Churban. Another idea that we could keep in mind during these 9 days. Okay, go on. Why, says Rav Shimshon Pinchas, on the bottom of page 54, why, says Rav Shimshon Pinchas, is this the ultimate goal? He had just told us that the Beis HaBechira and Yisrael Rabbeinu Yonah, who ties in exactly to Rav Pinchas, why is this the ultimate goal, says Rav Pinchas? Okay. He quotes a pasuk from Yeshayahu, your sins have separated between you and your God. This is the worst consequence of sin. Separation between us and the Ribbono Shel Olam. You know what? I'm going to put the pasuk for you on the chat so everybody could see it, myself included. It'll be easier for me to reference it. 1 second, please. Why is this the worst consequence of sin? Okay. Look at this pasuk. Look what happens when we don't have a Beis HaMikdash. Ki im avanosechem hayu mavdilim beinechem lebein elokechem. Havdalah is a separation, a divide. Havdalah motu Shabbos divides between Shabbos and Chol. Havdil. Ki im avanosechem hayu mavdilim beinechem lebein elokechem. It is your sins that cause a partition, a divide, a separation between you and between your God. The end of the pasuk is, v'chatosechem histiru panim mikerem, mishmoa. Your sins have caused me to go into Hester Panim. Concealment of the divine presence. Mishmo, I'm not hearing you. This is the worst consequence of Churban. This is the Pasuk from Shem Shem Pinkel quotes. I just can't believe we're up to in the Sefer. I know I said it twice. When I sat down to prepare, I was just astonished. I just like cannot believe it. You know what it also means? Hashem arranged exactly that the past two classes we should spend on the Medrash and the Gemara is it one Shabbos or two Shabbos, because had we not spent those two classes on that topic, I wouldn't be up to here in the Sefer today. We would have covered this material already a month ago, since this class only meets every other week. We wouldn't even be up there. No, Hashem, unbeknownst to me, made sure that we speak about one Shabbos or two Shabbos for two classes, so that it would be Mamash Davka up to here on Rosh Chodesh Menachem Av. It's Mamash mind-blowing. Hashem is everywhere. We just need to open our eyes to see Him. What's the Pasuk of Shem Shem Pinkas quotes? Mamash, exactly about Churban. Look at the Pasuk. Mamash! He quotes on page 54, going into 55. Yeshayahu, Nun Tas, Pasuk Bis. It is your sins that cause a divide between you and between your God. The end of the pasuk, histeru panim mikem mishma. And because of your sins, we have caused God to hide His face from us. Rachman Otzan, hester panim is the worst condition, the absolute worst condition that could exist in our relationship with Ribbono Shel Olam. It's in Devarim, Perek Lamed Aleph, Pesukim Yud Zayin through Yud Ches. Hashem says, because of your sins, we will become like food to the nations of the world. God will hide His face. This is the Pasuk of Pinkas quotes. Quote, says Rav Pinkas, there is a partition created by our sins that separates us from Hashem. I underline that actually in pink in my Sefer. Right? This is on my Sefer website that I prepare. Could you see? Yeah? Right? So it's up here. There is a partition created by our sins that separates from us from Hashem, and we would like to remove it. Would we all not like to remove it? I hope we want to. If we want to be too badly in Galus, so Hashem says, oh, you want to be in Galus, so stay in Galus. That's exactly what he told the Meraglim. You don't want to go to Eretz Yisrael, so you won't go to Eretz Yisrael. That's what happened. They didn't want to go, that whole generation, so they tackled it and go. We all have sins of various kinds, says Rav Pinkas. We have sins involving our thoughts. We have sins involving speech. We have sins involving action. Everyone has misfortunes of various kinds, says Rav Pinkas. Whether it's illness, family problems, I'm quoting, I'm not making up a list, although he does it for us. Everyone has misfortunes of various kinds, illness, family problems, financial difficulties. Why, says Rav Pinkas, do these things happen to us? We know and believe that calamities befall us because of sin. The sins will destroy the Beis HaMikdash if they're not rectified, called Darsh Le'Bani B'yamav, Kilu Necher B'yamav. So we perpetuate the cycle of sin. If so, what could be better for us than getting rid of our sin? That is the beauty of the Beis HaMikdash, says Rav Pinkas. It's the place where the sins of Klal Yisrael are expiated through the offering of Korbanos. Anyone who went into the Beis HaMikdash walked out purified of sin. This is what we're lacking. This is what we're missing. This is what we're meant to commemorate with even more intensity, beginning from today, Rosh Chodesh, Halavai, should be a Menachem Av, through the 9 days. So I consider it incredible that Rav Pinkas quoted Mamash that Pasuk. I'm going to now bring you a source from Rabbi Joseph B. Salvechik, the Rav Zatzal. Okay? He quoted this Pasuk about this idea that because of our sins, the Navi Yeshayahu tells us, there is a separation between us and God. And our sins have caused that Hashem hides His face from us. Not only does He hide His face, it's a pasuk of Pinkas quotes. Your sins have caused Hester Panim, but not only that, Mishmoa, I'm not listening to you, I'm not hearing you. We know that the Gemara tells us in Maseches Brachos Laman Beis Beis, Miyam Shachar Beis HaMikdash, Nin Alu Shari Tfila. From the day that the Beis HaMikdash has been destroyed, the gates of prayer are locked. The first of all the kinnos, the first kinna that is read in the morning, kinna number 6 is the first kinna by Kalir that is read Tisha B'Av in the morning. Kinna Vav. How does it begin? Shavat. Our joy has ceased. Suri meni shim'uni achrai. Our detractor said, get away from me. They called me dirty and repulsive, worse than all my peers. Sakosa Mishkan Mischos Divirai. You spread a canopy over the heaven to cover my temple. There's this imagery that a canopy has been spread over the heaven to cover my temple. What does that mean? God spreads a canopy over his space, then we cannot... Yes, correct, Sigalit. I just don't want to get into it right now because I don't have time. You spread a canopy over the heavens to cover my temple. You concealed yourself and vanquished my strong men. Sakosa Mishkan Mischos Divirai. The Mishkan has been like enveloped in a canopy, so there's a divide between us and God. Sakosa, you concealed yourself. Lehuv Legu Giborai, and vanquished my strong men. This piyut, this lament, this kina by Kalir, is evocative of this idea that Pinchas mentions, the pasuk from Yeshayahu, that it is our sins that cause a partition, a divide between us and the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's exactly what the Paitan is saying here. And our sins have caused hester panim mishmoa, God does not hear. Rabbi Joseph Bisalvechek, the Rav, commentary to the kinos. Sakosa mishkan mischos divirai. You spread a canopy over heaven to cover my temple, which is what Yeshayahu is saying, which is the pasuk of Shimshon Pinchas Dafka quotes. The Paitan laments that God has enveloped and covered the Mishkan and the Beis HaMikdash in a cloud to prevent the words from reaching him. That's exactly what the pasuk from Yeshayahu says, that Rav Pinchas quotes. V'chatoseichem histeru panai mikem mishmoa. The Rav does not quote this pasuk on this piece, but both these sources are saying the exact same thing. Pinchas quotes a pasuk that says, your sins have caused hester panim, concealment of the divine face from you, mishmo, I'm not hearing you, says God. That's where Pinchas quotes. The first kina that we read, Tisha B'Av in the morning, reiterates this idea that a canopy, a cloud, a divide has been spread over the Beis HaMikdash and Mishkan, in order to prevent the words from reaching him, capital H, Mishmo, I don't hear. God has completely alienated and separated himself from his people. That's what this pasuk indicates, that's what Kines indicates, that's what this whole period of Tisha B'Av indicates. I was davening this morning, Sim Shalom Tovu V'recha, Chaim Chin V'chesed V'rachamim, singing about Hadar Golden, Oren Shaul, Eli Kohn, and Ron Arad. These terrible gezeros are a result of this condition of hester panim. That's a result of galus and churban. These gezeros emanate from the fact that we have separated ourselves from the Ribbono Shel Olam. God has completely alienated and separated himself from his people. There is a verse in Lamentations, in Echa, Sakosa ba'anonach me'avar tefila. Sigalit, the pasuk that Rav Salvechik quotes, is the pasuk that the Gemara also quotes. And the Gemara says, Miyam shacharav ha'mikdash nin alu shari tefila. The Gemara says, what's the proof? This pasuk from Echa. Sakosa ba'anon me'avar lach tefila. The Gemara darshans, Amar Rabbi Elazar, Miyam shacharav ha'mikdash nin alu shari tefila. From the time that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, the gates of prayer are locked. Shenem, like the pasuk says, Sakosa ba'anonach me'avar tefila, Megillas Eicha perikim ha'pasuches, you have covered yourself in a cloud, tefila cannot pass through. So Avichuk now quotes this pasuk, Sakosa ba'anonach me'avar tefila, you have ensconced yourself in a cloud, so tefila cannot pass through. The term Sakosa represents complete termination of the relationship between God and the Jewish people. To the extent that prayer is rejected and does not reach God. The Rav here does not quote the Gemara, but it's pretty obvious because that's exactly what the Gemara says. That's what the Gemara says. I'm not saying it. The Gemara says it. Miyam shachar v'mikdash ninalu shari tefila. Shanemar, Amar Rabbi Elazar, Shanemar, Shakosa ba'ananach me'avar tefila. God ensconces himself in a cloud. Tefila cannot pass through. Oh, Zukt Rav Shimshon Pinchas, the ultimate goal of the Beis HaMikdash is Kaparis Avonos. However, says Rav Shimshon Pinchas, look at the Pasuk in Yeshayahu. What is the problem with Galos and Churban? The problem is, Ki im avonoseichem hayum avdilin beinechem aveinu kechem. Your sins caused a separation between you and your God. V'chatoseichem yistiru panim mikem, mishmoa. And your sins have caused hester panim, Mishma, if I'm not hearing, you know, this is the time of year when we're supposed to feel this mourning. If you don't feel this avelus during this time of the year, then something's very wrong. Something's very wrong. This is when we're all, and naturally, everyone's in avelus. No one's supposed to do laundry and wear new clothing. No one's allowed to take a haircut. No one's allowed to listen to music. No one's supposed to take hot, relaxing showers. No one's supposed to go on vacation. We all have to think about this. This is the time. If you're not thinking about it now, when are you thinking about it? We have different times of year. We have Simchafel times of year. We have Avedus times here. This is now. So if Shimshon Pick is Darshans, there is a partition. I'm not making this up. This is what I'm up to. I think it's the most impactful part of the year for me. I can't believe we're up to in the Sefer. I can't believe it. It's Menachem Rosh Chodesh up. I can't believe it. I didn't plan it. I didn't organize this. I didn't coordinate it. How come I spend two classes talking about one Shabbos or two Shabbos? Because Hashem said, I want you to be up to this Davka part in the Sefer on Menachem Av Rosh Chodesh. There's a partition. I can't make it up. It's mind-blowing. There's a partition created by our sins that separates us from Hashem. We would like to remove it, says Rav Pinkas. We have sins of various kinds. We have sins involving thought, speech, and action. Everyone has misfortune, says Rav Pinkas. Illness, family problems, financial difficulties. Why do these things happen to us, says Rav Pinkas? We know and believe that calamities befall us because of sin. What could be better than getting rid of sin? How do we get rid of sin? Ensuring the Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt. So we'll have the Avodah as Kapara. This, says Rav Pinkas, is the beauty of the Beis HaMikdash. It's a place where all the sins of all of Klal Yisrael are expiated through offering karbanos. Anyone who walks into the Beis HaMikdash walks out purified from sin. That's what we're missing. And Hidavka quotes this pasuk from Yeshayahu to prove it, which reminds me of the first kinnah that we recite Tisha B'Av in the morning, where the Paitan says, you envelop the Mishkan, the Beis HaMikdash, in a cloud, tefillah can't pass through. Let's just finish this piece by the Rav. The term Sakosa represents a complete termination of the relationship between God and the Jewish people. If you're not thinking about Churban and Golus, if you're not even a little bit sad now, then there's really something wrong with our Jewishness. And there's Mamash Salim, and then you think his Golus is wonderful. That's what the Chedim Aragam thought. Golus is wonderful. So God said, no problem, you won't go into Eretz. You want to be a Chutzarts? You'll be a Chutzarts forever. You'll die here. Your corpses will fall in the desert, says the Pasuk in Bamidbar. You don't long for her. You don't desire. You don't want the Beis HaMikdash to be rebuilt. You don't want to have cleansing from sins. Okay, so stay in Chutzar, says Hashem. That's what he said to the Chedim Ragam and that whole generation. Prayers rejected. The Gemara says it befeirish. It does not reach God. God has enveloped not only the Beis HaMikdash, but every place of prayer in a cloud. The prayers of the Jewish people are rejected. That is what is indicated through this mourning of Churban Beis HaMikdash. This is the menacing fulfillment of the verse in Lamentations. Gam ki azak va'ashave. Oh, that's the pasuk that the Gemara quotes. The Gemara says, from the day the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, gam ki azak va'ashaveya sasam tfilasi. Even though I cry out and pray for help, God shuts out my prayer. Says of Salvechuk here in this piyut, Kalir laments because, quote, access to God is denied. If, says Rav Shimshon Pinkas, the goal of everything, the pinnacle of all, is the Beis HaMikdash, the ultimate goal, and we don't have that today, and that means access to God is denied. You can't go up to the Beis HaMikdash today, you can't go to Har HaBayis today. Not only is it halachically problematic, it's politically problematic, it's sakanas nefashos to some degree, you can't go up there. That's the biggest strategy, that access to God is denied. Sakosa Mishkan, Mishkos Devirai, Hashem is far away from us. And yes, you're correct, Sigalit. The Gemara then continues and says, "Va'afal pi shashari tefillin in alu, shari dima'alon in alu." Even though the gates of prayers are locked, the gates of tears are not locked. So I think Hashem orchestrated today's shir. I think it's a lot of food for thought. Don't remember how we began Tam Vav Zayin, and we can put the tmimus back into Yom Shishi and Yom Shvi'i. And the Geula will come. It says Rabbi Zavlef, why in the Mechazal couldn't they fast on a Sunday? What's the problem? We fast on a Sunday. No one ever died from that. We don't even understand Shabbos without the Beis HaMikdash. It's not the same thing. It's not the same experience. Shabbos was so intense when the Beis HaMikdash stood that people, mamash, would die. It was a sakana to fast on a Sunday. Give us an idea of what we're missing. Everything in our lives is different, including Shabbos. And the absence of the Beis HaMikdash, halavai, when we can do tam vav zayin, purify yom shishi and yom shvi, access the full kedusha of Shabbos, give the Ribbono Shel Olam a Shabbos like Shabbos deserves and wants and yearns to be kept, and the Ezras Hashem the pinnacle of all, the goal of everything, the ultimate goal, the beautiful aspect of the Beis HaMikdash, Be'ezrat Hashem, will be once again present in our day and in our time. How apropos, as we begin to journey through these 9 days, Halavai, the next class should be with Mashiach Tzidkenu, back in Yerushalayim, Yer HaKosh. A lot of food for thought, a lot of sources, a lot of text. I just thank Hashem for bringing us to exactly where we're supposed to be, Shachianu V'Kimanu, at exactly the right time. I thank our sponsor and hostess so much, who wishes to remain anonymous, Tizkli Mitzvah Shalomaisim Tovim. Everybody should have a wonderful Shabbos, and Be'ezos Hashem, a Chodesh Av that is truly a Menachem Av for us and all of Klal Yisrael. Kol Tov, thank you so much. Have a wonderful Shabbos.